Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass Series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes. And not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So see you later.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass Series. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have gathered over 30 experts who are going to be supporting you in managing your mindset, your time, your energy around money so that you can create an epic life and business. And today I have an extra special guest because we already recorded a class that somehow the internet took and sent off to whoever else needed to hear it. End up in my computer, so we get to do it again because clearly Nicola had something else she wanted to share. The universe wanted her to share. We're not really sure, but we're going with it because everything happens for a reason. So Nicola Grace is just outstanding, and thank you for making this time for me today. Also, Nicola, I want to share thank you personally. And from cancer to making history, saving a $1 billion industry from ruin, award-winning strategist and best-selling author, Nicola Grace helps entrepreneurs and visionaries clarify and monetize their life's big mission so that they can make a bigger impact, transform the world, and build their legacy. Nicola is a multi-best-selling author, award-winning writer and strategist, a business mission mentor, and is known as one of the top speakers on social entrepreneurship in the bestseller Motivation Speakers America, even though she's from New Zealand and lives in Australia. And last time I spoke to her, she was in Costa Rica, so we get to find out where she is today. She's a world traveler. And Nicola's intuitive visionary strategy skills have made her the secret weapon of politicians, business owners, social entrepreneurs, social innovators, thought leaders, and an entire industry body. She has rapidly built a double six-figure business by spearheading hundreds of social business enterprises that are making global impact and transforming our world by teaching people how to align their business to their life's mission and purpose and monetize it to impact change in the world. Thank you for joining me, Nicola, again.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's great to be back.
And are you still in Costa Rica? Are you someplace? Last time I talked to you, you were on the way to the airport.
Yeah, I was on the way to the airport, I think either from Asheville to Costa Rica or Costa Rica to Asheville, but I'm back in Costa Rica.
All righty then. So let's get right into what you want to share with us today, because I am absolutely committed, as is Sharina. Let's make an impact so that the people watching, you wonderful people in the audience, receive Nicola Grace's grace and gifts, and can move right into using whatever she shares with you in your business and in your life right away.
Yes. So where are we starting? What was the first thing that we want to cover?
You go for it. You are here. What? There's clearly something that the universe wanted you to channel with us. So
yeah, we were talking about money flow. How do you get into money flow? And you know, everybody talks about you needing to have the right vibration, needing to have the right the right skill set, needing to do the right things. And like, there's so many people saying so many different things, and in actual fact, it's all of it. Like, in order to have money in flow, you need to be in flow with your inner being. And post 2012, it's more important for you to align your goals, everything that you do, with what your soul actually has you destined to do and to be, so that you can experience the truth of who you are as an abundant being. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the two paths, the path you're on and the path you're supposed to be on, the further you go through in life, the more those divulge, and the harder it is for you to actually have the happy, healthy, abundant life full of flow and ease. Not possible on one track, very possible on the other. So that's important. First of all, how are we going to get into flow with us? And that means getting into alignment with our purpose. At a very deep level, not just at a, I'm going to be a coach, that's what my purpose is, because that isn't what purpose is about. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. And then the next part is having the right structure. What is the right structure for that? And I talk a lot about how important it is to think of structuring your business very differently if it's purpose-driven from what everybody else is teaching out there, because it's based on a money-making model and that doesn't fit a purpose-driven model. It's not like you don't make money, but in order to make money on purpose, the structure has got to be different. The whole heart, soul, core business has got to be in alignment with what it is that you're going to go out there to do and love doing. Otherwise, you end up just being stuck in a business doing all of the stuff you really don't like, never getting to do the stuff that you really do like and that is part of your purpose. So structure is important, getting in flow with you and then getting your structure set up so that the business model itself can flow and grow your business and your income. And then the next part of the flow is getting out of the way, making sure that you're not in the way. And that's a day by day thing. Like, you know, like I remember when I hit 50K, my first 50K in business was the hardest 50K I'd ever made. But as soon as I got to 80K, it started to get easier. And then when I got to 100K, it got easier. But when I got to 150, all of a sudden it was like the resistance was coming up again. And so I had a whole lot more stuff to do, and then it went really well. And then you go to the next level and then there's more resistance. Then it goes really well. You know, so to be in constant money flow, you need to be constantly evolving your money mindset, your money vibration, your money expectations, and improving your relationship. The more money you want to make, the better the relationship you have to have with the concept of money. And so when all of those things come together and then you nourish them and you nurture them on a daily basis, then you can, you know, that you can stay in flow. And even if there is an ebb in the market, because that's just part of it, you are still in flow. You don't get stuck and you don't stagnate.
So you talk about getting into the mindset of money flowing and money. What I heard was mindset and structure seem to be the two biggest things to focus on. Can you give us a couple of strategies or tips or skills that will help us, the mindset piece and then the structure piece? Because without structure, you're not going to go anywhere. And without the mindset and the vision of where you're going, you might as well, you're in neutral anyway. So can you give us some strategies for those?
Yeah, exactly. And I can't remember the strategy I gave in the last one. Did you?
Okay, we're just gonna...
Okay, cool. The mindset one I remember, but the structure one, I can't remember which one I give because there's so many. The way you want to think about structuring for flow in the money is making sure that your model of monetization is in alignment with core elements within your purpose. Specifically, what are you really good at expressing and how are you here to express yourself? So for example, my skill set, my passion is very much involved in writing, educating, and speaking. So I don't have a one-on-one mentoring practice that focuses on one-on-one. I do one-on-one, but that's not where the focus is. It's just one of the tools that I have in the business model. So you need to know what those expressions are. Now, most people know at least what one or two of them are because they'll notice their body light up when you go to express yourself. You'll notice, wow, I'm lighting up. I'm getting really passionate. This is, you know, this is a key. This is the clue. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. And then the other part of the structure for flow is that you've got to be looking at how are you marketing yourself based on what that expression is, as opposed to what everybody says you should do. Because I hear this daily. I'm blogging, I'm doing videos, I'm doing live streams, I've failed at Facebook, you know, marketing, I'm doing the SEO, I'm doing everything everybody's telling me what I need to do, social media, but I'm not growing my business. I'm not getting enough clients. I don't have enough money coming in. That's symptomatic that you're not in your marketing mojo. And so you can't flow if you're not in your marketing mojo. So your marketing mojo is you focusing on the things that you are really good at within your skill set, within your expressions, and those will be the marketing avenues that make a difference for you. So for example, I know I'm a speaker on transformation in business. So when I speak about that, I get an audience. When I speak about anything else, I don't get an audience. Right? So That's just my little niche. So I know that that's what I need to be talking about, and the personal development side that comes with that, right? So you could be out of alignment in your niche with your message if the flow isn't there, in your marketing and what have you. So what I focused my marketing on, my writing, my speaking, and my educating skill set, and my transformation skill set, and those expressions, and they work for me. So when new things come along and they go, do this, do that, I'm going, no, I'm not going to waste my time doing that. It's not my mojo. I now have staff, like I have a great team, who have different mojo from me. So I now have them in their mojo marketing me in their mojo so that they can get results for me and get sales for me, and so they get paid. And that's kind of like the growth phase, like when you want to go from 150K to a quarter of a million to half a million and beyond, you need a team. So, that's that next level of growth for flow.
Right. So what I'm hearing is, don't go for bright, shiny objects, like, you, and don't try to do everything at once.
You can't do everything at once. I always talk about having have 7 marketing strategies that align to your soul expressions. Start with the first one until it works. And a lot of people will abandon a strategy that's perfect for them, but far too early. They think, well, I did that once and I'm going to abandon it because it didn't work. Well, it didn't work because your messaging wasn't right, or it was the wrong audience, or it was the wrong time, or it was Mercury in retrograde, or your inner being wasn't ready to receive the success. You've got something funky going on in here. There's 101 reasons why something doesn't work. So you don't abandon it after giving it one go. You perfect. Then you add another strategy. You add another marketing strategy, and then you clip it on until you've got 7 all working simultaneously with each other. You don't spread yourself thin over 7 all at once, right? And for me, it was this: telesummits, speaking. That's how I started building my international business way back when, 7 years ago, I think it was. So I focused on that. Then I started blogging a little bit more. And then I started guest blogging. And then I started doing videos on YouTube and growing my YouTube channel. I've now got like 150 videos on the Mission Mentor YouTube channel. And then I started doing Facebook advertising. So by the time you start paying for your leads, you've already got some stats on the board, and you know what your conversion rates are, so you know how much money you can spend on advertising, and you'll stop your ads if they're not profitable, which is why people lose money, right? Because they don't do that research to start with. So that's all the structure,
right?
Mindset power hour every morning will change your life, will bring about what it is that you want to experience. I have a mind movie that I do. It's got all of my affirmations. It's got pictures of everything I want to experience. And I change it every month. Like, I have a basic one, and then every month I might add some new stuff in there because I've reached certain goals. Take those ones out, put some new ones in. I use Camtasia. You can use Jing or Screencast or use Loom. They're all free. I use a paid one. Or if you're on Mac, you've already got a video there. But make a mind movie of your affirmations and pictures and watch it for an entire hour before you get out of bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And if you're married... You do it with your partner, so they're watching it with you, and they're seeing all these images of what you want in the relationship and what you want to grow together and so that can even improve your relationship with them. And if you've got children, you're just going to have to get up an hour earlier.
It was like, okay,
I'm laughing because I know
that's 7.
Yeah, no, that's not always possible because you're exhausted. But do whatever you can to get that hour in every day. I kid you not, it will make a huge difference to you being in flow for the day and staying in flow, as well as being an excited expectation that everything that you've written down in this mind movie is what's actually going to actualize in your life.
I love it. That's a great strategy. You could almost even like do it on Zoom and just keep watching the recording again and again type of thing too. Like, that's, if you have that.
You can record, you can make a PowerPoint with all of the pictures and the affirmations, and you can do it on Zoom or use Loom, you know, if you don't want to pay for Zoom, or I think you can get a free thing for Zoom. But there's lots of recording technology out there now that you can use for free if you don't actually have software on your computer. But that's the number one way I stay in flow and get back into flow whenever I feel like I've gone out.
Wow. What about if you feel like you're getting out of flow during the day and you don't have an hour to sit down because, you know, life. So what are a couple of ways that we can like shift?
Yeah, the quickest way is to go outside and be in nature. Not that easy if you're in a high-rise building, but find some grass, find some sand, find something in nature and look up and smile. And let's all do that right now. Like, let's all look up right now. Yeah, I invite you, look up and smile.
It's cool. It kind of makes you feel a little silly, though.
It makes you feel a bit silly at first, but when you make that part of your practice, it's something my mother taught me. It's like when you do that and you smile, what it does is it opens up your heart and it actually uplifts you and it brings out some upliftment energy. And then, you know, it's as simple as that. But here's the deal. If you're getting fogged down with emotion and all of a sudden emotions come up and you're just going, oh my goodness, I'm just really wading through porridge, that's when I actually stop working and I pay attention to the emotion and I go through a process to clear it and understand it and let it move through. Because if you don't pay attention to it when it comes up to swamp you, then what happens is it'll come back and it's even bigger than it was the first time it showed up. So, and it's got to be a balance. And to be honest with you, sometimes, you know, when I'm going through massive periods of expansion and transformation, I'll work 20 minutes and then work on myself for 40 minutes. Wow. Right? And then come back and do 20 minutes and then another wave of emotion comes up and I have to deal with that. And I'm just on it all day. So by the end of the day, I've finally popped out and I've got my energy uplifted and so on. I think it's really important that you pay attention, because what manifests in our businesses and in our working life in general are our emotions that have not been expressed, that have been suppressed, or that lurk deep down in our subconscious mind, waiting to manifest themselves over and over again until you do that work.
I love that you presence that, because I love a good affirmation. I love a good mantra. I love all of those things. I love the positive things on Facebook. However, nobody that I know walks around thinking everything is sunshine, roses, you know, popcorn and candy all the time. Or if they give the impression that they do, they're not being honest with themselves or anybody else. So I love that you present, like, feel the feelings, because that's something that Sherina teaches too, is energy doesn't lie. So you sit at your computer and you're like, I'm so positive, but you feel either sick, crappy, whatever, they're going to feel the energy, not what you're actually like. I'm so positive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, be honest with your triggers. If you get triggered, like if you've got a client that says, no, I don't want to work with you, and you go, like you feel terrible, like that's a key, you know, deal with the trigger, get rid of it. And if you, you know, if you feel depressed during the day, that is a 100% accurate sign that you have suppressed emotions, which is what depression is. It's a depression of feelings and emotions that have never been processed, they've never been fully experienced, felt, and then released so that you're liberated from them. That is something that I've learned that over and over and over again. I'm a two-time cancer survivor, and one of the things I learned about my personality type the first time I went through the healing process was that I tend to suppress my emotions. I tend not to talk about how hurt I feel by somebody, or you know, how sensitive I was when they were just kind of like, you know, trampling all over my boundaries. I would just keep really quiet and smile because I'm Miss Positive, right? And then I've learned that that's, you know, being Miss Positive or Mr. Positive 100% of the time is not a recipe for a healthy life.
Right. So we have the mindset, we have the structure, a couple tips. You mentioned a third thing, and I had a moment where I was so focused on mindset that I lost the third. There was one third piece that you were adding.
The marketing, that was the marketing piece. I spoke about that. Yeah, we spoke about a structure for marketing. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Being in flow with something really consistent. Yeah.
And I love that, because what I've noticed is if we don't have a strong mindset, it doesn't matter what we're marketing. And if we're kind of flibbity-gibbet with the marketing and going from one to the other, it's not effective, because we get to find who we are and find our purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. The year that I hit six figures, I promoted the same program. It was my Right Mission, Right Money program, which is all about getting clear on all the nitty-gritty details of your purpose, your niche, who you're here to serve, how to monetize it, what your offers are, all that kind of stuff. I just marketed that over and over and over again. I would get 6 weeks at, you know, I get some students for 6 weeks, and as soon as I started, then 2 weeks later I would start marketing the next lot, and then I would upsell them to come and work with me in my mastermind for those that wanted to continue to work with me. Mm-hmm. So that's all I did, and within 10 months, bang, I'm there, right? Mm-hmm. That was really easy, and I was only marketing one thing. That's all I marketed all year. And then the second year, I was able to add something. I could downsell those that couldn't afford to do my first program and go, well, hey, if this is a money thing, right, or you just want to test the waters and do something smaller, here's something that we can, you know, we can downsell you to, or downgrade you to, as they say. And then that added an extra $100,000 to my business that year, just by doing that. So you don't have to be working really hard to have a big profit. And I wouldn't be thinking so much in terms of revenue anyway. I'd be thinking in terms of what you got in your hand at the end of it. So a model where you're really only focusing on one marketing one thing, and then you upsell and downsell, all of that is profit now, right? And this is the core of your business. That's a really good way of having a lot of money in your hands, because you don't have to spend a tremendous amount of money in advertising dollars. And I made something like $175,000 profit or something. I can't remember when that was, but, and I was listening to somebody who, and my budget was $35,000.
Right.
For the year, for the whole year. And I was listening to somebody who's going, you know, that whole alpha male thing, which we love, but, you know, it's not for me in terms of how I build my business.
Right.
It's like, oh, I had a team and we did all this advertising and we made $1 million and it was amazing. And I had $100,000 profit. And I went, wow, that is a lot of effort. And a lot of work and a lot of hours to make less profit than I did in a highly leveraged model where I get to stay in flow, right? I don't have to go out there and become, you know, sick or burnt out or tired and exhausted. And, you know, so there's lots of really different ways of doing things now whereby you don't really have to be big to get what you want. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you presence that, because again, you know, as a Boston Yankee from Massachusetts, it's all about work, work, work. And I know in Serena's world as well, she talks about flow, and it's not about, of course you have to work. It's not magic. But if you don't give yourself that time to integrate and that time to be creative and the time to ground or the time to have your power hour, like, you have nothing more to give.
Yeah.
So I love that you're presencing that as well. It's fantastic.
Yeah, not only that, our purpose isn't about our work. Our purpose is about our evolvement through life. So if you don't have work-life balanced out, then you're missing that whole key within your purpose, and you'll be so busy you can't actually answer the call or even hear the call for your soul to level up to a next level of evolution, or to learn what it, you know, it has you learning so that you can evolve up to that next level. And you're not there to respond to what's going on. And I think it's really important today, more than ever, to have that extra time for yourself to do that work, because we're changing the world. We're moving out of the Roman Empire for all intents purposes, right? We're still under the thumb of the Roman Empire, a very elitist monarchical society that you know, helps a few people and screws over a whole lot of others. Mm-hmm. So social entrepreneurship is busting the walls on that. And the new economy, the new purpose-driven economy, is busting the walls on that, which means we're all undergoing tremendous amount of personal transformation. And this has been a big lesson for me this year. not putting time aside to pay attention to the personal shift that's going on and allowing yourself to have that extra hour, you know, lying in bed watching your, you know, your video and you're doing your power hour, or not working as long hours so you've got that extra hour to do your exercise. Those things are really important at the moment as we shift gear. Otherwise, what happens is that the hard work we do doesn't produce the results we want.
That sounds so familiar. And I love that you kind of wrapped it up like the hard work doesn't produce the results. It's all the other things that Nicola talked about. And you also have an incredible free gift to share with our audience. It's a 5-day challenge. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The 5-day purpose aligned business challenge is structure. And it's all about the how a new business based on the laws of attraction, based on the laws of nature, and based on your purpose should look, what it should look like, and how to put it all together from what are these soul expressions of yours, who are you here to serve, what is your big mission, your niche, your message, getting all of those sorts of things together, and then how you put your offers together and how you put your whole business model together, whether you're starting a new business or you're scaling one for greater profit. What should it look like? And then there's 5 steps, and step 5 is how do you get yourself out of the way and remove resistance. So people love it. They really enjoy going through it. It ends with a masterclass where we get on live, and at the end of it, I give people readings, guidance, and so on. So yeah.
Oh, that's outstanding. Thank you so much. What a generous gift you're sharing with our audience today. And all these tangible nuggets, like I'm so glad we got to talk again, because I got a little bit last time and now I have a little bit more. So I got a little extra Nicola Grace. So I'm super lucky on that one. And I also want to thank you for like giving us the combination of the mindset and the structure, because it's literally like so aligned with what Sherina teaches in her programs, because you can't have one without the other. It's not grounded if it's just mindset. And if you just do the structure without the mindset, like kind of what's the point? So I love that you connected them two together. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. How I see it is if you go round and round and round in circles doing all the stuff that you do in your business, doing, you literally go around in circles. And then if you do all the inner work and the, you know, the law of attraction and getting your mindset right and doing, say, oh, I'm going to do the inner work first, I've got to clear blocks first, you just go around in circles doing that. But what you do is you get an emotion and it becomes the figure of eight. It's like, you know, you're working in your business and then you go in and you do the inner work and then you come out and you do the action and then you go in and then you come out and you do the action. And then that actually builds a vortex of magnetic energy that begins to build momentum, and it's momentum that brings flow. If you don't have momentum, if you keep dropping the ball, if you get so scattered, if you come back to things, if you go away and then come back, you never build the momentum that builds that attractor factor.
I love it. Oh, another truth bomb, like boom, right there, right at the close. Amazing. So thank you again, Nicola. And to all of you watching, like, thank you so much for being here with us. Sherina and I would love to hear from you. Like, hit reply on the email that you received this video with and let us know what your greatest takeaway from Nicola's experience was, what she shared with you. What was your biggest aha? Because I know there was a number of them for me. So we'd love to hear, because we want to pass them on to Nicola, because she gets to know the impact she's making on the community as well.
Thank you. Awesome. So the link for that's below, right?
The link will be below or in your email. And we will see you back here. Well, Nicola won't be here, but I'll be back tomorrow in your inbox with another couple of experts who are going to have powerful impact on how you are actually learning how to master your time and energy and your mindset so that you can create an epic life and business. I'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. Great. Thanks. See you.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.